Next, what do
we have? One last ingredient, and that is salt. Many people tend to try to cook salt-free, but bread is one product that needs to have some salt. And salt does a lot of things for bread. One thing, of course, is it enhances the flavor of the bread. Mm-hmm. But also it retards the yeast somewhat to keep the yeast from running away and producing too much gas and over-inflating the bread. The salt slows the yeast down a little bit and makes the whole process more manageable.
Do you recommend a certain kind of salt? Sea salt?
I do
kosher
indeed.
Salt?
I use exclusively kosher salt for cooking, and I use exclusively the Diamond Crystal brand. They do vary considerably, and it has to do more with the density of the salt.
Okay.
The standard table salt is twice as dense as the Diamond Crystal salt. There's another kosher salt made by Morton's that's midway between the two. But because of that, you have to be careful in measuring the salt quantity. Because if someone told you to use a tablespoon of salt in your recipe, if you're using the kosher salt, which is half as dense, you'd need to use twice as much.
Okay.
Consequently, all my recipes typically use the kosher salt, and if I were to hand you one of my recipes and you went home and used table salt, you'd find it was very, very salty. In fact, that happened with a friend of mine.
Okay, that's good to know. All right. Very good. Okay, so this is what we basically need. Then what do we go?